ονομάζεται Alp Petrol. Εν τω μεταξύ, το ΦΙΕΡ γίνεται το κέντρο της Εθνικής Βιομηχανίας Πετρελαίου, η οποία έκτισε μεταξύ άλλων και εργαστήρια, εργοτάξια, βάσεις κατασκευής δηληστηρίων, χώρους στάθμευσης κλπ. Μπορούμε να πούμε ότι το 1963 ενσωματώνεται μονάδα μηχανικής στο Πατός και το 1991 το ΦΙΕΡ έχει 47.938 κατοίκους και το 1990 έδινε το 12% της συνολικής παραγωγής Αλβανίας και κατέλαβε την δεύτερη θέση μετά από τα Τίρανα για το ρυθμό της ανάπτυξης. Ακούσατε, φίλοι ακροατές, την στήλη «Σας γνωρίζουμε με την Αλβανία», όπου σήμερα είχαμε επιλέξει για σας να σας μιλήσουμε και να σας παρουσιάσουμε την πόλη του ΦΙΕΡ. Εν συνεχεία της εκπομπής μας ακολουθεί σύντομο μουσικό διάλειμμα. Από τον ραδιοφωνικό σταθμό Τυράννων ευχόμαστε σε όλους σας να είστε καλά.
Tirana International. Radio Tirana broadcasts in English. Hello from Radio Tirana and welcome to our broadcast in English. Today you can hear the news and calendar of the day to proceed then with our Monday's features, cultural activities of the week, and finally a sports roundup. The main stories. Yesterday, on the 25th anniversary of the start of the NATO airstrike campaign against former Yugoslavia, Albanian President of the Republic, Bajram Begay, remembering the day, wrote among others that the political wisdom, strategic forethought and the determination of the alliance not to remain indifferent to ethnic cleansing and violence not only saved Kosovo but created a new security framework for the entire region. Thanks to this intervention, within a short time, the independence and creation of the Republic of Kosovo was made possible, a success story of democratic state building. The presence of NATO in Kosovo through KFOR troops continues to play an important role in the security and peace and stability in our region. NATO's historic act reminds us that we must not stop our efforts to create a region that radiates harmony, cooperation and prosperity. While Kosovan President Vjosa Osmani stated that March the 24th was really a day of great hope because, for the first time, the alliance of the democratic world came together to prevent the extermination of the people of Kosovo by the genocide of Milosevic, and together with many, many partner countries, we managed to finally make Kosovo free, and we will mark that day on June the 12th, this year, the Liberation Day, since it is also the Jubilee Year, the 25th anniversary, Kosovan President stated. Albanian Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs, Igli Hasani, delivered also a message on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of NATO air attack over former Yugoslavia. 25 years ago, NATO's intervention was decisive in undoing Milosevic's genocidal ambitions against the Albanian population in Kosovo, Hasani wrote on social network. Today, independent and sovereign Kosovo is evidence of the resistance of its people and the sacrifices made by the freedom fighters. With determination, Kosovo has evolved into a functional democracy which aims at full integration into the Euro-Atlantic family, writes Albanian Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs. The President of the Republic of Albania, Bajram Begaj, held a working meeting last Saturday with the President of Montenegro, Jakov Milatovic. According to the press release, the two presidents focused on the continuation of good neighborhood policies, the mutual support of projects aimed at the development of the two countries, and on the speeding up of the process of EU membership of the Western Balkans. President Begaj appreciated the conversation with his counterpart for the importance of approaching positions regarding bilateral and regional issues in the context of changes that bring sustainable development to the region. Radio Tirana with the news. The work process continues for the new tourist port in Vlora, which will serve not only for the docking of luxury yachts that sail in the waters of Albania, but will also reconceive the landscape of Vlora too. Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama said that this port will integrate Albania into the five-star tourist cruise network of the Mediterranean. The new port of Vlora will serve as a stimulus for the economy, employment, and the improvement of services. Works on the port are expected to be completed in 2025. With the new tourist port, which will soon enrich the landscape of the reborn Vlora, with much-missed visitor yachts finally integrating Albania into the five-star Mediterranean cruise network and opening a new source of significant increase in employment, services, income from the sea economy, writes Rama. Albanian Minister of Finance Ervin Mete evaluated Standard & Poor's reports on the growth with one category in respect to the assessment of Albania. Mete says that the report evaluates the efforts of the Albanian government to ensure sustainable economic growth, strengthening public finances, and the effectiveness of structural policies. This rating underscores our confidence in our ability to meet economic challenges while strengthening our financial fundamentals. It constitutes a certification of our growth strategy and public finance management practices, said Mete. The minister said that Standard & Poor's assessment strengthens Albania's external positions and brings concrete benefits to the country's economy. Increased appreciation, according to the minister, translates into higher foreign investments. Albanian Minister of Tourism and Environment, Mirela Cumbaro, participated in the climate ministerial, which took place in Copenhagen, Denmark, during March 21st and March 22nd, invited by the Minister for Climate of Denmark, Dan Jorgensen. The focus of the ministerial is the joint commitment aiming at turning policies into concrete decisions to the benefit of climate change adaptation. Albania does not pollute but suffers the consequences of climate change all the same, as it sits equally at the high-level discussion tables with its small but meaningful model of biodiversity protection and clean energy production, Minister Cumbaro writes in a post on social network. Kosovo has achieved a significant success by becoming the new de facto associated member of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly. The decision was approved by the Permanent Commission of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly and will be formalized at the spring session in Bulgaria in May of this year. Member of the Socialist Party, Mimi Kordeli, chair of the Foreign Policy Committee in the Albanian Assembly and chair of the Socialist Group in the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, announced the news on social media. She expressed gratitude for the support of US and British colleagues in the lengthy discussion that led to the approval of the status of Kosovo. You are listening to Radio Tirana. That was the end of the news for today. For more detailed information, you can visit our page at rti.rtsh.al. Next to come in the program is Calendar of the Day. On March the 25th, 1867, Dom Pash Krasnichi was born in Prizren, clergyman, educator, and outstanding patriot. This made him a target of Serbian chauvinists, and he was forced to immigrate to Sofia, Budapest, and Vienna. In 1918, he returns to the House of God in Trusha and then to Mirdita, where he preached the last services until November 1930. Thanks to his two-sided contribution, churches were also turned into schools. On March the 25th, 1887, Faik Konica published the magazine Albania, one of the most important and weighty periodicals of Albanian journalism of the time. It turned not only into a home for the most prominent Albanian writers, but also into a real diplomatic representation that dealt with the Albanian issue. On March the 25th, 1917, the Society Per Parimi, The Progress, was founded in Korça. Aim of the society was to spread education and culture. On March the 25th, 1970, the fighter Idriss Seferi passed away. His name is associated with all assemblies and convenants before and during the Albanian League of Prizren, and he was the famous commander of the Battle of Kacanik against the Ottoman forces. He remained in history as the eternal fighter for freedom and independence, a symbol of Albanian patriotism. This is Radio Tirana. That was Calendar for March the 25th.
Sedi se si kohën ti e ndal, e botën ti me e përmbys nga dal. Jo kjo ndjenjës mund të jetë e ti, ti ma bën edhe më të vështir. Fat jemi për fat s'kemi, njëri tjetëri t'i fshihemi, e kur jemi pra ndërzohemi, e silemi si fëmi. Ti kujton se bësha ka. Botas të shë, koha nuk të fshin, as kush të nje, të mbaj në shpirtin tim. Ta një më thuaj, sa njehe, sa njehe, imazim të do mund të prek. Në mëndën time vetëm ti jeton, e zemra ime do të së përbalon. Jo nuk di si ta vërtetoj, ta shurin që
Të nje të Culture activities. The Albania Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra performed concert featuring music by Wagner, Polans, and Sibelius. The orchestra delivered another outstanding performance with a rich program by composers Richard Wagner, Polans, and Sibelius. In this concert, the piano was played by the composer Polans, while the violin concerto with orchestra was composed by Sibelius, along with a prelude by Wagner. Guest performers at this concert included pianist Angie and Silvert Flange, as well as violinist and instrumentalist of Albanian Radio Television Orchestra, Dejon Bendaj. The concert of the Albanian Radio Television Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Maestro Gridi Kraja. Acrobatic feats, balance, juggling acts, and dances are part of the Shake Spirit show by the National Circus Troupe, which provided excitement for both young audiences and their parents this weekend. Minister of Economy, Culture and Innovation Blendi Gongia shared moments from this show on social media, which conveys powerful messages through the language of art and human interaction, transcending the language of conflict and prioritizing human life and the aspirations to put an end to the Shakespearean dilemma, to be or not to be. The magic of the circus conveys emotions that make dreams soar. A world filled with colors, amazing acrobatics, and breathtaking performances, an experience that raises questions, inspires, and leaves you breathless from the numerous acts of our artists, just like in the Shake Spirit show, which captured the attention of hundreds of children and their parents, said Gongia. The National Circus, with a long and successful history and tradition, continues to transmit its magic to younger generations, as evidenced by the high interest of young artists in becoming part of its stage. Prime Minister Edi Rama shared on social media images from the Digital Art Gallery in Korça, which opened the new exhibition Van Gogh, The Immersive Experience. The Digital Art Gallery in Korça presents a colorful exhibition in a unique experience, Van Gogh, The Immersive Experience. Korça awaits you, writes Rama. The Digital Art Gallery in Korça has been displaying brought-to-life paintings through the digital art of Van Gogh. Van Gogh, The Immersive Experience, was open to the public until the June 23rd. The Center for Openness and COD Dialogue opened in the premises of the exhibition hall near the Timi Mitko Library in Korça, the traveling exhibition Remains of Paranoia, by the German author and photographer Albert Diebold, which brings to the public historical fragments from the period of communist paranoia in Albania. Pictures of warplanes, submarines, tanks, bunkers, tunnels, and military installations documented by Diebold, which are the results of a historical period with a certain not only political but also social, cultural context, were displayed in the exhibition. The areas of Pasha Liman, Porto Palermo, Jadri, Pokesta, Kuchova, Chavtana, and the island of Sazan, which were and are strictly prohibited and dangerous for the public, present a material dimension of essential importance of objects' natural environments. The Remains of Paranoia exhibition will remain open to the public until April 26th. That is the end of the culture activities. You are tuned to Radio Tirana. The last feature for today, Sports Roundup. Albania faced Chile on Friday in the first friendly match out of four that the Reds and Blacks have secluded in the journey of their preparations towards the final stage of the Summer European Championship Finals, which will be held in Germany. Coach Silvino has initially given the chance to the returning Reddy Maña at the top of the attack in the starting lineup, and it is the striker who does not react properly in the 10th minute when Bayrami takes possession of the ball in the opposing area. Passes for the 27-year-old who fails to deflect in the front of goalkeeper Bravo. The game would be played open with Chile a little more dangerous in their incursions, and in the 20th minute the Latin Americans find the way to the net when, after a ball in the area, Vargas reacts quickly and scores. The Red and Blacks protest because Davila assisted by a handball, which the referee Parrito's eyes failed to catch. The remaining 25 minutes of the first half and the single extra minute did not bring any other scores, with the first half ending with Chile leading. The last half hour would bring changes in Silvino's lineup, first with Lachi and Muccioli, and then Boira and Mucci. Boira lost a good opportunity to equalize in the 76th minute, while Arber Hoxha made his red and black debut 3 minutes later. But Silvino's team seems to be unbalanced, as Chile would find two more goals with Bolado 6 minutes before the end of regular time and Davila in the second minute of extra time, thus causing Albania the second defeat under Silvino's coaching. After the interruption due to the finals of the Albanian Cup, the Super League and National Championship in women's volleyball returned to the courts last week as the last match of the 12th week was played. This week started on March 9th with the Skanderbeu Barleti volleyball match, which was won by the team from Korça 3-0, continuing on the March 15th with two other matches, Pogradec Lushnja 3-0 and Blaznia Teuta 3-0. And the last match was the Capital Derby, played at Faria Hoti Sports Hall and broadcasted by the Albanian Radio Television, delivering several turnarounds, ultimately crowning the white and blue girls as the winners. Partizani, led by Amarilda Prenja, won the first set 26-24, but Tirana, led by the Turkish coach Bülent Karşıoğlu, immediately reacted, taking the second set 25-21 and equalizing the sets. Partizani regained the lead by winning the third set convincingly 25-18, but Tirana quickly turned the tables, taking the fourth set 25-17 and pushing everything to the fifth and final set. Tirana maintained composure and won it 15-10, and the entire match 3-2 in sets, climbing to 29 points in third place, 2 points behind Partizan in second place, and 5 points behind Skanderbeu in the lead. The National Volleyball Men's Super League has returned to the courts on Wednesday evening as the last match of the 12th week was played. The week started on March 15 with a match between Blaznia and Teuta, which was won by Shkodra team 3-1, and the match between Erzeni and Elbasani, which was also won by the same score, by the Shiak team, continuing on the 16th of March with another match, Skanderbeu against student team 2-3. And the final match was the Capital Derby, played at Faria Hoti Sports Hall. Unlike the women's duel, which was played earlier and saw several turnarounds, ultimately crowning the white and blue girls as winners, the men's match was a one-way street, as Partizani, led by coach Uli Tomori, closed everything in three sets within 70 minutes. That's all about sports, Radio Tirana listeners. We end up today's broadcast in English. We thank you for joining us. Have a nice week. Goodbye from Albania.
Andra me e bukur, është të zgjohesh e të kuptosh se nuk ka qenë një ëndër. Se ky, në të vërtet, është realiteti yt.
True. të të alër pas t'i shka që jetë shtia kupësin ti, ti nga herë.